You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Over the past decade, there's been more momentum behind the land back movement. That is where Native tribes try to regain their ancestral lands.
In one of the latest cases, the state of Illinois returned land to the Prairie Band Potawatomi that was illegally sold nearly 200 years ago.
Harvest Public Media contributor Peter Medlin reports on the growing land back movement in the Midwest and the different ways tribes actually get their land returned.
Raphael Wawusik drives through Chief Shabanoff Forest Preserve in northern Illinois. He's a member of the Prairie Band Potawatomi's Tribal Council and a direct descendant of the chief, whose name the Prairie Band pronounces Shabni.
If this is accurate, that this was the site where his cabin was, then within a few hundred yards, you know, I've got some family members that are buried out in these woods here.
The Prairie Band were removed from Illinois in the 19th century, and their reservation's now in Kansas. But in 2024, the federal government put land the tribe purchased in trust, making the Prairie Band Illinois' first federally recognized tribal nation. And this year, they got even more land back when Illinois passed a law transferring ownership of the neighboring Shabanaugh Lake State Park to the tribe.
You know, my family have been coming up here for almost the two centuries since we've been forced out. And to see that happen in my lifetime is something that I thought I would never experience.
Recently, other Midwest tribes have successfully gotten land back through various means. Just last year, Minnesota returned a state park to the Dakota tribe, and Congress passed a law returning land to the Winnebago in Iowa. Kevin Washburn served as Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs in the Obama administration and is a citizen of the Chickasaw Nation. And he says that while the movement has gotten more public attention lately, it is not new.
Tribes have been wanting their land back probably since before the ink was dried on the original treaties where they ceded that land.
And tribes lost even more land after the Dawes Act in 1887, which broke commonly owned reservations into individual parcels. In the allotment era, about 65% of reservation land fell out of Native hands. And today, tribes own around 60 million acres across the U.S., which is about the size of the state of Oregon. And while some have had land returned by states and the federal government, Washburn says that is not the norm.
The most common way that tribes get land back is they go out and buy the land.
Many tribes have made buying land back a priority. Nicole Rummel is with the United Nations Land Management Department. They're a tribe just outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In 82, that's when the tribe approved every carton of cigarettes being sold, 30 cents of that went to land acquisition. So that's really what started money going back into being able to buy land.
They now operate a casino as well, and they've been able to purchase back nearly half of the reservation land they lost. But tribes can face other challenges even when they can purchase land. In 2023, when the federal government put 500 acres of land the United Nation owned into trust, a Wisconsin village sued in part because of lost tax revenue. The case is in federal court. And sometimes people take advantage of how important it is for tribes to restore their homelands. Matthew Wiesaw is the tribal chair of the Pokagon Band Potawatomi, which has land in Michigan and Indiana.
One of the biggest difficulties is when people find out it's the Pokagon Band that's looking to purchase the land, the price gets really jacked up. So we have to deal with that. So we have to do a lot of stuff under the cover of different entities.
Wiesaw says they don't buy land just to buy land. They focus on sacred places like old villages, historic sites, and burial grounds. And back in Illinois, Raphael Wawusik looks out across Shabanaugh Lake, which was once part of a Prairie Band village. And even though the tribe was forced off this land so long ago, he says he still feels a strong connection to this place. His family always has.
For me, I didn't need the piece of paper to really drive that home. That's something that has been instilled in me since I was a young boy, that this is part of our home as well.
And as the land back movement picks up steam, he hopes more tribes will be able to return to their ancestral homes. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Peter Medlin.
Hector Alejandro Arzate contributed to this story. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Wisconsin Public Radio.